Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Commerce Forever. I am your host, Britt Jones. Do us a huge favor to start off the show. Hit that subscribe button. It's absolutely free. Thank you so much for doing that. Go a step further, if you will. Scroll all the way to the bottom of the podcast page. Click on 5 stars. Give us that 5-star rating. And also, if you don't mind, write a quick review of the show and how much you are enjoying having a weekly show dedicated to Commerce, Georgia. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Well, the past 2 weeks, our show has just been so incredible. And the feedback, the people that are listening, it's been so awesome just to hear people's thoughts and their comments. I really appreciate it. And I just want to make the show better and better each week. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Our sponsors, without our sponsors, without our commercials, this show wouldn't be possible. So let me give a quick shout out to our sponsors, and later in the show, you'll hear their own commercials. But we got Wilbanks Law Firm, Olivia Freeman with the Heart Degree Team, Keller Williams, J.G. Simmons Heating and Air, Little Ward Funeral Home, Life's a Party Rental Company, and Chris Holloway Edwards with Rodan and Field Skincare. These sponsors are amazing. You can go to our website at commerceforeverpodcast.com, and I have the links to their websites on there as well. You can also go to their Facebook pages and check them out. They are great sponsors, and you'll be hearing their commercials later in the show. This week's episode features an interview with Commerce Elementary School educator, author, speaker, and singer, Rashada Wood. I'm excited about that interview. You're going to really enjoy it. If you have any feedback or questions or comments, please email me at bjones@commerceforeverpodcast.com. That's B as in boy, jones@commerceforeverpodcast.com. One of the great things about being in a small town is the sense of community that we have. Last week, we had a family in the Commerce City school system that lost everything in a fire. And I mean everything. A very sad situation. Commerce Middle School and Commerce High School are now taking monetary donations. Also, gift cards, restaurant cards are also being accepted. We also have the clothing sizes to help out as well for boys and grandparents. Now, if you go to Commerce City Schools Facebook page, that is facebook.com/Commerce City Schools, you'll find one of our posts. Just scroll down and you'll see our post about the fire and about the sizes for the boys and the grandparents and where you can drop off all of your donations. It's so important that we help out families like this in our school system. And we really appreciate it. So, if you can help out in any way with gift cards, restaurant cards, any kind of monetary donations, or clothes, please drop them off at Commerce Middle School or Commerce High School. You can come to the front office, and they will gladly accept your donations. Thank you so much. Wilbanks Law Firm, right here in Commerce, Georgia. The attorneys are Dylan Wilbanks and Aaron Moore. They are qualified and successful. The highly regarded Georgia litigation attorneys at Wilbanks Law Firm serve the greater Metro Atlanta vicinity, extending throughout the state of Georgia. Fully qualified to represent clients in federal, state, and local magistrates, they are dedicated to providing superior legal representation for clients seeking or defending against civil and criminal claims for damages. Are you nervous? That's understandable. But they are not. They know how to deliver optimal decisions and settlements for their clients. Overseeing your case from start to finish, a Wilbanks Law Firm civil trial lawyer is at your side, drawing on a long history of successful courtroom approaches and a well-regarded legal team as additional guidance. Let their knowledge work for you. Dylan Wilbanks and Aaron Moore care about our community. They are dedicated professionals, and they will make your situation with them as smooth as possible. You can trust them. Contact them today. 706-510-0000. That's 706-510-0000. Will Banks Law Firm, Commerce, Georgia. The 24th Annual Commerce Athletic Booster Club Big Giveaway and Auction will be March 16th, 2019. You must be 21 and over, BYOB. Donations of $100 admits one or two people. There are also sponsorships available for the tables, like always. You can email chsboostertigers@gmail.com for more info or contact one of the Booster Club members to purchase your tickets. You can also visit us at facebook.com/Commerce City Schools. Or you can look up the Booster Club as well for more info on how to purchase your tickets. That's the 24th annual Big Giveaway and Auction. All females in grades 8th through 11th interested in trying out for competition cheerleading, varsity football, and JV football will participate in a cheer clinic and tryouts on February the 9th, 9 a.m. at the CHS Cheer Room. Please pick up a packet from Student Services at the high school and the front office at the middle school. Please bring snacks, water, and a lunch. CHS is giving the ACT on February 9th. You must access the gym at the back closest to the football field. You will not be allowed to leave the gym area. Tryouts will conclude at 1:30 p.m. Also, on March 22nd at 6 p.m., the Boys and Girls Club of Jackson County will host their annual auction at the Commerce Civic Center. We are looking for table sponsors and individual ticket purchases. Contact Michelle Williams or Chris Edwards if you are interested in purchasing tickets. Life's a Party Rental Company. We bring life to your event. Life's a Party Rental Company is a locally owned and operated rental business located right here in Commerce, Georgia. Our name comes from John 10:10, where Jesus states, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." We serve the surrounding North Georgia area, and our goal is to bring life to your event. In June of 2003, owner Eric Redman was involved in a serious car accident in which he incurred a traumatic brain injury. In honor of the 5-year anniversary of Eric's accident, and in celebration of Eric's continued rehabilitation, Eric and his mom decided to start a business to serve the local area with party rental equipment. We believe strongly in the power of prayer and attribute all of Eric's recovery to our faithful Savior. We understand that your event is very important to you, and we know that your rental equipment plays a large part in its success. Our goal is to provide the highest level of quality service and to ensure that your customer experience is exceptional from start to finish. We offer free on-site consultation and are available to talk with you about your event at any time. You have our guarantee that we will ensure every detail of your event is perfect and that we will bring life to your event. Contact us today and let us set up your next event. Now, I have dealt with these guys personally. They are top-notch professionals. Whether you're having a wedding, a reception, a rehearsal dinner, or just a backyard barbecue, a party of some type, a company get-together, whatever the case may be, whatever party you're throwing, check out Life's a Party Rental Company at 706-335-9710 or contact Angie on her email, which is angredmon1@gmail.com. That's angredmon1@gmail.com. That's the number one. And they will get back in contact with you. Leave them a message. Like they said, they will come out and do a free consultation to the property where you're going to have the party. And they will make sure that your event goes as smoothly as possible. I highly recommend them. Life's a Party Rental Company. We bring life to your event. Little Ward Funeral Home in Commerce, Georgia. We have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Little Ward Funeral Directors and Home Furnishers was established by Howell Little and Cliff Ward in 1913 as a funeral home and furniture company. Later, the name was changed to its current name, Little Ward Funeral Home, and serves families solely as a funeral home. The funeral home has always been centrally located in Commerce and continuously family-owned and operated. With aspirations of treating families with compassion and care, Ted Evans and Howard Smith purchased the business in July of 1980. In an effort to better meet the needs of families, Northeast Georgia Crematory was established in 2006. Owning our own crematory and having our staff personally handle the cremation process gives families the comfort they seek. Ted, Howard, and staff strive to meet each family's individual needs. We are grateful for the people of Banks, Franklin, Jackson, and Madison County that allow us to serve their families during such a difficult time. Little Ward Funeral Home, Commerce, Georgia, 706-335-3175. Simmons Heating and Air, 706-335-3664 is the contact number. J.G. Simmons Heating and Air is a family-owned business. We are a heating, air conditioning, and home performance company providing quality service and installation since 1974. We are large enough to help with a range of services from commercial to residential with high-quality products. We are small enough to give you great customer service with the attention you deserve. This is our guarantee. Our business is built on customer referrals and repeat clients. Our highly trained and experienced technicians are here to provide the high-quality service you depend on. Once again, that is 706-335-3664, Simmons Heating and Air. I have personally dealt with this company before, and they are excellent. Their attention to detail, their professionalism, and their customer service is incredible. They truly care about this community of Commerce, Georgia. When I lived in Athens, I used Simmons Heating and Air because I knew I could trust them. And whenever I had a problem, that's who I would call, and they would make that drive to Athens to help me out. Excellence, excellence, excellence. I can't recommend Simmons Heating and Air enough. Once again, right here in Commerce, Georgia, give them a call. 706-335-3664, Simmons Heating and Air. When selling your home, you want to sell it quickly, but you also want to sell it at a price that you want. When you call Olivia Freeman with the Hardegree team of Keller Williams Realty, you will receive just that. You can reach Olivia at 678-622-0877 or Olivia Freeman at kw.com. A full list of available homes in the area are available at www.thehardegreeteam.com. Whether you are purchasing or selling a home, you want to call Olivia Freeman with the Hardegree team of Keller Williams Realty first. I personally called the Hardegree team, and I do not regret it. Buying my home was the biggest purchase I have ever made, and the whole process was smooth and easy, all because I called the Hardegree team of Keller Williams Realty. Olivia resides in Commerce and knows the importance of community and what that means in a small town. She loves to give back to our community, and she would also like to show her appreciation to those who serve in the community and this country. She offers incentives through the Hometown Hero Program. You qualify for this program if you are a first responder, teacher, medical personnel, and anyone who has served in the military. What kind of incentives, you ask? When you list your home with Olivia, you pay a reduced commission. And when you purchase a home with her, you receive a free home warranty. Wow, that's awesome. Give our preferred real estate agent, Olivia Freeman, a call, and she will guide you through the home buying and the selling process. Once again, you can reach her at 678-622-0877. And let me tell you, I can't recommend this group enough. They are dedicated professionals, and they know the Commerce area. Have a great week from the Heart Agreed team. This week at Commerce City Schools, I want to give you a few things that are coming up, and maybe you can take part in them as well. This coming Friday, our JV girls will start at 4 o'clock against Athens Academy, followed by the JV boys at 5:30, 7, varsity girls, 8:30, varsity boys. That's against Athens Christian. Also at 5 p.m. that day, varsity wrestling will be at Collins Hill, and CMS wrestling will be at King of the Hill. So be sure you check out one of those. And then this coming Saturday, you've got senior night for Commerce High School basketball. And that's the JV girls will start at 1 that day. 2:30 JV boys, 4 o'clock varsity girls, and 5:30 varsity boys. So if you want to come and check out our senior night, that's a big night. And we expect a really large crowd. We invite the whole community to be sure to come out and support your Commerce Tigers. Like I've said before, you don't have to have a child at the school to come to one of our events. Come and support your local community and see these kids be recognized for senior night this coming Saturday at Commerce High School. Also, a big shout out to our Commerce wrestling team. They are the sixth time 2019 Team Dual Wrestling State Champions. That's the sixth one they brought home, and that is huge. So if you see one of our wrestlers out and about, be sure you congratulate them as well. That is a big, big deal. Visit us on Facebook, Commerce City Schools, and you can check out the upcoming events, and you can be informed there about what all's going on and what all's going to be taking place. Chris Edwards has partnered with Dr. Katie Rodan and Dr. Kathy Fields in the skincare company Rodan and Fields. This is the fastest growing skincare company in the anti-aging market. She is looking for business partners, customers, and referrals interested in having the best skincare possible. Visit her website and explore the possibilities with Rodan and Fields. mchedwards.myrandf.com. That website again is mchedwards.myrandf.com. Chris Edwards is very knowledgeable in the skincare business. And who doesn't want to learn about anti-aging? She knows it. She can help you. Contact her today with Rodan and Fields. We are here right now with Commerce Citizen and CES educator Rashada Wood. Rashada, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, Britt, thank you for having me. I'm excited to do this.
I am really excited because you released a book a few months back. It's called Lost, and I want to know more about it, and I want to know what influenced you to write it, what took place, and all that good stuff. So let's talk about Lost.
Okay. So, you know, I've always had a dream to be an author. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm one of those people that I can't walk into a Barnes & Noble's without just becoming very, very, like, you know, I want this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a dream that I had just kind of pushed down. When my nephew was born, I wrote a book, a children's book, about his birth. And, you know, it was told from the standpoint of Channing. And so that book just kind of sat and sat and sat, and it kind of got buried, and so did that dream. And last year, when everything came about, I just felt, you know, it was the time. I felt it was time to go back for some of those old things that, you know, we wanted and those old dreams, but I didn't know where to start. And I had actually worked on a teacher devotional a few years back. And every morning I would get up and I would just write about what had happened the day before. So I've got, you know, devotionals that range from dealing with difficult students, difficult parents, you know, how to deal with coworkers and admin, and, you know, how to be a teacher and follow your dreams. So I've got all this material, but I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. Like, this is the book I need to put out, but I don't know what to do with it. And I don't know how to. I don't know how to get a publisher, mm-hmm. how to get any of that. Mm-hmm. And so I just heard, well, start small and start with something you already have. And so Lost was a message that I had ministered at a women's brunch in Braselton. And so that message just kind of stayed on my heart. And I said, well, take the message and turn it into a book. And so, you know, got to working on it, fluffed it up, added some things, and actually self-published it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Britt, it was one of the easiest things I have ever done.
Really?
Just, getting into a Microsoft Word document, uh-huh. getting it the way I needed it, formatting it, uploading it, putting a cover on it. My brother is a photographer, and he took uh-huh. the picture for the cover.
Yeah.
And it was the easiest thing I've ever done.
Wow.
And so, you know, that launched just an amazing journey with this book. And I've been able to go to a lot of the area churches that I grew up mm-hmm. in, worshiping in. Pastors would let me come and speak about the book. So it has been just amazing.
I love that. And I was looking at the back of the book. It's kind of giving us an idea of what we're going to be in mm-hmm. for when we read it. It says, this book details the steps you can take to recover what you lost. Did you lose a dream, your hope, your drive, or a precious relationship? Whatever it is you lost, it's time to find it. Let's go get your stuff back.
Let's get it back.
I love that because so many people I know, including myself, I have found myself feeling like I've lost my dream. Mm-hmm. I've lost that drive. Mm-hmm. And it almost puts you in this like dark, not a... It's some level of depression where, you know, and so what's your encouraging words that help us to find that dream again, to find that drive?
Well, I think the very first thing that we have to realize is that it's okay. It happens to all of us. You know, there are things that God has told us to do and things we know we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it just gets lost. I mm-hmm. mean, life happens and we have situations to come and things just get lost. And so I think the first thing is just helping ourselves understand it's okay. It's going to happen. But once I realize that I've lost something, that's the first step. I got to take stock of my life and I've got to be truthful. Mm-hmm. Something's missing. And so then I go about the steps mm-hmm. to find that which I lost. And in the book, it goes to the parable of the lost coin and the steps. And I break down those two verses in Luke 15. Mm-hmm. And I break down those verses of all the steps that the woman took to find the lost coin. Mm. And I talk about, you know, when I was a young woman, I felt like this story was like, it was very confusing because the woman had 10 coins. She lost one. And I'm like, well, you got 9 more.
Right.
You know, what was so precious about that one?
Yeah.
But it is that one thing that makes us whole. When mm-hmm. we have all 10 of the things, you know, and back then when you had 10 coins, they were given to a woman as a wedding gift.
Right.
And so to have all 10 would have made her whole. And 10 is a number of completion. So to not have one meant something was missing. And so, you know, we've got all this stuff. We live in a world where we've got a lot of things. And many of us have been given lots of talents and things that we do well. But there is always that one thing that's nagging at us that we know that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm. And so this book will tell you, and it'll take you through the steps, every step. And I tell you how to do it, what it looks like, what it will feel like. And then at the end, we're just going to have a Holy Ghost party. Because at the end of the book, at the end, you know, when she finds that coin, she just throws a party. So.
Yeah. I love it. Well, let me ask you. So if someone wants to book you for their event, church event, ladies outing. Can they email you at RashadaCwood@gmail.com?
Absolutely.
Is that the one? Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's Rashada, RashadaCwood@gmail.com. And let me tell you, I've heard Rashada speak before. She is very engaging, and she will take your congregation or your women's group on a journey from start to finish, and you will be very excited and blessed after she finishes. Now, you can also follow Rashada on Facebook at Rashada Writes. That's Rashada and then W-R-I-T-E-S, Writes. And is that Facebook page your personal one, or is it about the book?
That Facebook page is actually my author's page.
Okay.
And so what I do is I post devotionals. And my devotionals are very, very practical. Mm-hmm. Whatever, I mean, I can be in a grocery store. Like, my latest devotional is going to be coming out in a few days, and it is literally about me going through the self-checkout line at Walmart. And the have you ever seen the little lady that stands there and guards the self-checkout?
Yes, oh yeah.
So she got me the other day, and instead of just, you know, kind of going left with the situation, she asked, had I paid for one of the items I put in my bag? And I said, yes, ma'am, I have. And so she said, well, I don't think you have, because I'm looking at my screen and it didn't show up. Well, let me tell you, after all that was over and the love of God just grabbed me and said, do the right thing here, because I've seen her do that to other people, you know.
Yeah.
And once that was over, when I got home, God spoke a word. So that's going to be the next devotional. So devotionals are just about, you know, just every day.
Yeah,
that's how God speaks to me.
Oh,
God
yeah.
speaks to me just in real practical, you know, ways. You know, I've done devotionals and I've preached messages like about a charger, like a cell phone charger. Mm-hmm. Watching the movie Transformers, God gave a message. I mean, that's kind of how I deal with God. It's just
no doubt.
He has to do it through something that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So a lot of all of my devotionals are just about everyday things I go through.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's a word in everything.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's encouraging because so many of us need to be more open to how God speaks us, to us in everyday things. Whether we're at Walmart, I mean, God's everywhere and he can speak to you through people, through situations. So
oh, yeah.
I love that you said that. Do you tweet much?
I tweet. I'm getting back into tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so my Twitter handle is Rashada
Wood.
Wood.
At
yes,
Rashada
at
Wood.
Rashada Wood. And so I'm getting back into Twitter. But Facebook is my favorite. My favorite platform to be
doubt.
On.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of Facebook, it's my favorite too. There was a point, I guess a couple years ago, you know, I was thinking, when's this going to fade out? When's Facebook going to finally fade out? And it hasn't.
No, it won't.
You know, and I don't think it will. Other platforms will fade out, but I...
Because MySpace faded out.
MySpace faded out, that's right. Oh, did you had a MySpace, didn't you?
I did,
yeah,
and I also had a college club. Did you have a college club
account? No, I never had the college club,
Oh, goodness gracious.
But you have a Snapchat, right?
Yes,
See,
have
I don't
Snapchat.
Have a Snapchat.
Yes.
That's
Well, let me tell you, College Club was the Snapchat back in the day.
Oh, really?
Now, let me tell you, if any of your listeners know anything about College Club, whew.
Is it gone?
It is gone.
Could you do
By
pictures?
By the grace of God, it is gone.
Oh.
Because it was the modern, it was the Snapchat back then.
Oh, wow.
You know.
I couldn't imagine Snapchat being around in 1998 when we graduated from school.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, let me ask you this. Where can people get Lost, your book?
So people can go on Amazon and get Lost. People can also see me around in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I always have some on hand.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can go to Amazon, and it's on Amazon Prime, and you just get it in 2 days.
Yeah.
But if you see me, I would love to autograph it for you and write an encouraging message in it
I love it. And I believe people are going to how busy was your schedule in 2018 when the book came out? Were you able to go to a few places? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, I was on the go. Seems like every when the book first came out, it was every weekend.
That's awesome.
And then it kind of slowed down, but now I'm just looking forward to getting right back out there and also looking forward to the next book. So starting to work on that.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple directions that I could go with the next book.
Okay.
So that's coming out pretty soon. Oh, I'm excited awesome. About that.
That's really good. Well, it looks like God's given you your, you know, sometimes when we have these big dreams, like you being wanting to be an author, it's so cool to look back and see how it came to fruition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was in God's timing.
Oh, yeah.
It happened when you were in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
You may have wanted it to happen earlier.
Right.
But 2018 is what he had ordained.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I love that. All right, so be sure you contact Rashada Wood if you want her to speak at your next event. And she's excellent with ladies. She'll speak to a whole men and women, but I know that her heart is with ladies and watching and helping them grow in their faith, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's move right along. And I'll post this as well, guys. When the show comes out, I'll post info that we just talked about with Rashada's Facebook and how you can get the book on Amazon. I'll even put a link. There's an Amazon link, there I'm is. Sure. So, mm-hmm. And I'll be sure to post that. All right. So, me and Rashada grew up together. We went to Commerce City Schools. Mm-hmm. And she is now a teacher at Commerce Elementary. And she's already been one of our educators of the year. And were you system?
I was system.
Yeah, and she ended up being the mm-hmm. whole system-wide educator of the year. So you had an incredible year. Was it 2017-18? Was it that school year?
It was 2016-17.
Okay. So was that your second year being back?
It was my second year being back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us about your journey. Who influenced you to become an educator? What made you become an educator? And just that whole journey. We'll talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, when I first started out, I was going to be a doctor
mm-hmm.
because people said, well, Rashada, you're smart and you like kids, so you should be a doctor because they would make more money mm-hmm. than a teacher would. Mm-hmm. So started school and majored in biology, pre-med, and found quickly that is not for me. And so I transferred schools my second year and said, well, you know what? Let me just do what I've wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so I changed my major to education. And, you know, we had great teachers growing up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, being in a small system just afforded us, you know, so many personal relationships. And, you know, our teachers got to know us and we knew them.
No doubt. I mean,
the janitor spanked me when I was in the elementary school for doing something I shouldn't have been doing. And when I got home, I got another spanking because the janitor had to spank you. So, you know, that was back in the good old days too, when the teachers could spank. Mm-hmm. But definitely Miss Alexander started off. She was my kindergarten teacher.
Kindergarten.
And the thing about it is that, you know, when I started kindergarten, I was not in the top reading group. I was in the group that,
really?
You know, now, I'm not sure what they called it back then, but I did, you know, understand that my group was the group that needed some help.
A little extra help, yeah.
And so, you know, Miss Alexander worked with me, and she read with me, and, you know, then I developed this love of reading.
Mm.
And there were so many great teachers, you know,
a few more that just come to your mind?
Now, let me tell you, I have got to say, hands down, Gail Pritchett.
Yeah.
My favorite mm-hmm. of all. I mean, other than the fact she was just brilliant.
Very.
And she was just a musical genius.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was just this amazing English teacher, but it was just awesome being in her class and just the experiences I remember, mm-hmm. you know, from being in chorus with her.
Yeah.
And all, you know, the peeps being in chorus and us just acting a fool in chorus. Miss Pritchett just allowing us the space to be ourselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, making sure that we were where we needed to be. And,
yeah.
you know, we all turned out okay. But Miss Pritchett, hands down,
yeah, she's
my favorite.
The way, and you remind me of her too, because, and I'm not just saying this because you're right here in front of me, but the way you speak is so eloquent. And it reminds me of this classy Southern lady who is so eloquent in her speech, and you captivate people when you talk to them. Miss Pritchett
oh, yeah.
also was eloquent, and mm-hmm. the way she would talk, she just sounded smart.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. But do you remember the musical that we did? It was called Rock the Jukebox.
Rock the Jukebox.
I really wish I could. I wish
it's
someone.
It's time to let that jukebox rock you.
It is.
All night long.
I'm telling you. I want to know who's got a copy of that.
You know, I think there's a copy at my parents' house. It is on a VHS.
You got a copy?
I think I have a copy.
Oh, wow.
But hands down, Miss Pritchard, yeah. I mean, just awesome. And mm-hmm. of course, you know, Coach Chaney, you know, so mad at Coach Chaney because I just would let him know every single day, listen, I am not going to dance for a living. There ain't no reason for me to be in here square dancing, touching these boys. There ain't no reason for us to be in here doing celebrate good times. Come on, you know. But definitely, Mr. Chaney was, you know, somebody, of course, as a, you know, the only African-American yeah. teacher that we had. Definitely somebody. I mean, I work in my building. I'm the only African-American teacher in here. I mean, and I get the strength to do that from people like, you know, Coach Chaney that just handled it, you know, with such grace.
Let me ask you, now that you bring that up, as a young African-American student mm-hmm. in fifth grade, what, I mean, looking back on it now, do you see not only was he a great educator, but him being the only African-American male teacher, was that a really impact at that age? Do you remember it being an impact?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, just seeing someone of color in the building was amazing. And the fact that he was a male was just a bonus, you know, so absolutely.
That's awesome. So do you, and I guess it's because you're so used to it, but do you ever just stop and think the little African-American girls that are in your classroom are the impact you might be having on them, whether you realize it or not, because they see a woman of color teaching?
Oh, absolutely. I hope so. And that's always in my mind, you know.
Exactly.
You know, just to be an example for every African-American kid in this building.
Yeah.
And I take that, you know, that's a responsibility that my community has placed on me, and I take it very seriously, you know.
I love that. Man, that sends chills all over me.
Yes.
And Coach Chaney is someone I want to get on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's got some great stories. One of his favorite
things. Coach Chaney's out in California right now, though.
You get out.
Yeah, he's always in California. Every time you see him, he's like, I just got back from California.
I've heard his.
Whether he was or not.
Didn't he go to the Rose Bowl or something, or what's he doing out there right now?
I'm just saying, he's probably, you know, if you talk to him, he's going to tell you.
Okay,
I just got back from California.
Yeah, because he did that to me last year after the Georgia game. He's like, yeah, I just got back from watching Georgia play at the Rose Bowl. Of course, I'm just eating it hook, line, and sinker. I'm just listening to every word he's got to say. But he used to always call us rinky dinks.
Yes,
you remember that?
Yes.
And one night, I came back about a few years ago. He stands down there at the bottom, you know, he don't take up tickets, but he greets everybody that comes to the football game. He still does that at the bottom gate. He told me one night about 3 years ago, I walk in, hadn't seen him in forever. He goes, you know, you're the reason I retired.
And look, you can't get him back here much.
No.
He ain't coming back to sub now.
I think he came, he's been one time at the middle school this year to sub for PE. But the kids, even kids today still know who
Right.
Coach
Isn't
Sam
that
Chaney
crazy?
It is crazy.
Is it crazy?
It is crazy.
It's crazy.
So, moving right along. So you said Coach Chaney, Alexander, Miss Pritchett.
Coach Cash, let me.
Oh yeah, let's talk about Coach Cash.
Let's talk about Coach Cash, the David Cash, bell to bell, baby.
Now he taught us in high school.
He taught us in high school.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I mean, if you ain't got no money right now, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because Coach Cash told us how to hold on to a dollar.
Oh yeah.
He told us how to save, how to budget.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, you know, when I came back to Commerce my first year. That first year, I taught for Coach Cash.
Yeah, he was principal.
And let me tell you, I mean, it was hard to come in here and teach every day. It was just nostalgia, just walking up and down these halls in the school that I, you know, went to and teaching in the same classroom I was taught in and seeing Coach Cash every day. And, I mean, it was just magic.
Just
pure
magic. A few weeks ago at a basketball game, he does the scoring at the basketball games. He runs the clock.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking to me about certain things about managing your money then. And here I am, you know, 39 years old, and he's still teaching.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so cool because Rashada actually taught in the same room that she was in as a student.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of your classrooms.
Yep.
Your first year back. And how was that? Was that just a surreal kind of...
Definitely. When I walk these halls, I mean, there are times I just get lost in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just hear... You know, Miss Ladd screaming at you from down the hall. Yeah. I mean, you can just still feel it.
Feel the presence of all those teachers. And it seemed so much bigger when I was here.
Oh, yes.
Like the room seemed like they were so much bigger.
Yes.
And now.
And it's crazy. I'll walk the halls and I'll think, oh, that's where that happened. You know,
mm-hmm.
right there by the lockers. That's where somebody got in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there by the lockers. That's where somebody got slipped that note check, yes or no. You know, so.
Yeah, that is so true, man.
And you know, we still have the lockers here.
Same lockers.
Same lockers. Mm-hmm. And our elementary school kids get to enjoy the lockers. Yeah. So.
Because where we are right now, the elementary school was our middle school.
Our middle school,
that's where we grew up here. And just looking outside your window right now, the tennis courts that we used to be on.
Oh, yeah. Still the same.
That was our break. That still was where we went on break. And
yeah.
That's awesome. so... Those are some great influences on anybody else you want to throw out? Any other names you want to drop real quick?
Well, I said Miss Ladd, you know, thank you. Oh, yeah. Yes, yep. You know, I played basketball for Miss Ladd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she just taught me, you know, hard work, discipline. Mm-hmm. You know, Britt, I wasn't a basketball star. You know, I was out there because I was a little tall and my grades were good.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't the best, but I never felt like I wasn't the best.
Right.
And Mr. Watkins, you know. He was a great teacher, and he also coached me a couple years. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a sophomore starting.
Right.
There ain't no reason I should have been starting. Now, let me tell you, I would pack a shot. I would throw your shot out of the gym. I'd throw it right out of the gym. But I was averaging about 6 to 8 points a game, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't really.
That's good, though.
I mean, you know, maybe.
That would be great in today's standards.
Yeah. And I'd get a rebound. And like I said, I was tall and my grades were good, but.
We were in that old gym at the high school. That gym's gone now, of course.
Yeah,
I mean, that gym probably had, we were probably breathing in it. Asbestos, mildew. That's when Coach Greg taught our health class.
Oh, Coach Greg.
Yes.
Coach Greg.
He's another one.
Oh,
he's
another one that you got to get on the talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And,
you got to get him on the talk.
You're exactly right. You know, he's helping now again. Coaching.
Really?
He coaches. He
just can't stay away.
He's the assistant coach for our boys' high school team.
Is he screaming?
No. he lets the screaming up to his son, Russ. Russ is taking over that part. But we're glad to have Russ back, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's good that so many of our people that graduated are coming back and teaching.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
got me, you, Melissa,
mm-hmm.
Bruce, who it was. Now she's Melissa Cox. She teaches at middle school. Who else is somebody that's alumni?
Is Nick Ladd still?
Nick Ladd mm-hmm. still at middle school. Yeah. Carrie Drew. Carrie Dustin Matthews Allen. Now. Dustin Allen. Mm-hmm. He came back this year. so it's just, I love that we have alumni
Absolutely.
Teaching.
Absolutely.
What do you think your future holds?
You know, this year, I'm telling you, I know it's so cliche, and people say it every January. This is the best year yet. But I'm telling you, I just feel it.
Uh-huh.
I just know it. I mean, I'm all about this year. This year is going to be the year. I've already got a couple of dates lined up where I'm actually flying out to speak to speak at a women's conference and to promote the book. And, you know, the new book that's going to be released, and I can't wait.
That
I know it's
awesome.
Going to be great.
No, that's
I know
great.
It's going to be great.
That's great. I love it. And I'm so proud of you, Rashada, for everything you're accomplishing.
Thank you.
Now, Rashada is also a gifted singer. Do you still lead worship when you can, or how's
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. When you speak, or any of your speaking engagements, have you been able to sing any, or is it just straight speaking?
A little bit, but it's just straight speaking.
Right, right.
You know, one day I'll get there where mm-hmm. I can just, you know,
mm-hmm.
open up and tear the house down in song.
Right.
And then, you know, preach a word and then, you know, do the book. But
mm-hmm. No doubt. Well, I can't wait till until your new book comes out.
You know, Miss Pritchett was the reason that, like, let me tell you, it was probably, I probably was teaching about 11 or 12 years.
Yeah.
And my kids, like, I wouldn't sing in front of my kids.
Ah.
It was crazy. I started out teaching in Hall County.
Yeah, yeah.
And so 11 or 12 years, and, like, nobody at the school knew I could sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw Miss Pritchett one day in Quality Foods, and she said, Shada, because she was one of the only teachers that could call me by my, you know, friend name.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Shada, are you singing for your kids? It was just like random, like, wow. Hey, Miss Pritchett, how are you? Hey, how are you? But Shada, are you singing for your kids? And I said, no, ma'am. She said, you gotta sing for your kids. And so that next year, I started singing for my kids. And the people at my school were like, wow, we just didn't know this about you.
Mm.
And then, of course, you know, a couple years later, I came home and, you know, leading the chorus club now, led the drama club last
year.
That's
right, you do. You lead the chorus club now.
Chorus club, yes.
And y'all are getting to go to the UGA.
Let me tell you.
Let me, tell us about this.
Let me tell you.
This is really interesting, everybody.
So the chorus is going to sing at the UGA Gym Dogs Gymnastics Meet.
Huge deal.
March 16th,
yeah.
4 p.m. Look, you can call up here at the elementary school. We'll put your name on a list.
Mm-hmm.
$2 per ticket. Now get the ticket now because it's going to sell out.
Oh, no doubt.
But awesome, awesome, awesome. I mean, and we want everybody from Commerce going.
And y'all are singing the national anthem, correct?
Singing the national anthem.
Have y'all started practicing it yet?
We have started practicing,
oh, wow.
Yes. We had chorus actually Monday.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of things. You know, we're also booked to do a PTO next month.
Nice.
So I'm telling you, just got off of the caroling last, you know, in December.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then we've got a performance in January. Then we got something in March. I tell you, chorus is booked. So if you want us to come to your event, you got to get us now.
Oh, that's a good. That's
I mean,
good deal,
hey,
yeah.
we're booking fast.
I love
we are
it.
Booking fast.
Y'all are going on tour. The
tour.
Gym Dogs, they sell out. They're a sellout. You know, they sell out every time they're at the Coliseum here in Athens. They sell it out. I've been to one before. And
see, I've never been.
Oh, you're going to be blown away. They do pyrotechnics, a big show.
Wow.
It's a huge show. But they sell it out more than the actual basketball team
really?
Sells it out. Oh, yeah. And people, it's well known in Athens that and at the University of Georgia that if you go to a Gym Dogs meet, it's going to be sold out. You know, you're going to have 10,000 people there. And so that's exciting that y'all
oh, yeah.
are. So be sure if you want to go, either go ahead and get your tickets, call the elementary
oh, yes.
school.
Get in touch with me and
yeah,
I'll put you on the list.
Because you definitely would. If you've never been to one, I highly recommend it because they, I mean, you got Olympic athletes
yes.
out there that are doing these incredible, you're going to love it.
I can't wait.
You
and
you
the
really
kids
are
so excited.
Yeah, and I usually don't get as excited about gymnastics, but when it comes to the Gym Dogs, they do things I've never seen before, and I love it. So, yeah, I definitely recommend going to a Gym Dogs meet. Anything else you want to share with us, Ms. Wood?
Well, just, you know, I just would like to say to everybody, whatever it is you lost and you feel like it's out of your reach, you know, sometimes we get older and we think those dreams that I had when I was a teenager
mm-hmm.
or in my early 20s,
right.
you know, I can't get them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you absolutely can. And God wants you to have those things because he put them in your heart. He put those desires
mm-hmm.
in our hearts for a reason. And so.
And that's the enemy lying to us.
Oh, yeah. So go get your stuff, everybody. Go get your stuff back.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm going to have you again sometime.
Absolutely.
When the new book comes out, we'll get you back on the show.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Take care, Rashada.
All righty.
Throwback Country Music Podcast with yours truly, Mr. Britt Jones. I just want to let you know that Throwback is also a sponsor of the Commerce Forever Podcast. It's a country music show where I interview different country music stars from the 80s, 90s, even some in the 2000s. But season one was amazing. Season one, I interviewed Lori Morgan, Jeannie Seeley, Wade Hayes, John Barry, Confederate Railroad, Shenandoah, Restless Heart, Billy Dean, just to name a few. And you can go to our website at throwbackcountrymusicpodcast.com, and you can listen to those shows there, or you can just look it up on whatever podcast platform you are using. Just look up Throwback Country Music, and you will find all of our episodes right there. Season 2 kicks off February 4th with Thompson Square. We also have T.G. Shepherd, and we have Stella Parton coming up, and so many more artists. So be sure you check out that if you are a fan of country music. And that is throwbackcountrymusicpodcast.com. This year's Folk to Fine Arts Festival will be March 1st through 2nd. March 1st, you can come and meet the artist, and the reception is from 6 to 9. That's $15. March 2nd, the festival will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's $5 to get in. Children 10 and under are free. You can visit the website at folk-finearts.com. That's folk, F-O-L-K, dash, finearts.com for more information. That's Folk to Fine Arts Festival coming this March. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Be sure you visit us on the web at commerceforeverpodcast.com. You can look me up on Facebook at facebook.com/Britt Jones Music. That's B-R-I-T Jones Music. Send me a friend request. I keep that page updated regularly with the podcast that I have. Also, thank you so much for those of you that have hit that subscribe button. It's absolutely free. And please visit our sponsors. You can find our sponsors on our website at commerceforeverpodcast.com. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I will be right here with you next Wednesday on Commerce Forever. Have a great week.